kissing this boy is not my thing. It's the last thing I want to be doing. Thinking that they can just skip class to French me? Really? Jesse?
Leave me alone. Like, how many times do I have to tell you no before you get the picture?
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Are you finished with your drink, Deonte?
I am.
Okay, good job. I've been going through a lot of my stuff at my apartment because I'm going to have to move in December because they're raising my rent over $300.
That is so ridiculous.
Insane.
That is ridiculous.
Insane. And that's on the low. I think they're trying to charge me over $2 per square foot of my apartment.
That's insane.
And when they called me in to talk about my lease coming to an end, they didn't quite understand why I had such an issue with that. They're like, well, would you be willing to transfer? No. Why would I want to move into the same apartment complex?
Anyway, so you're going through some things
at your
house.
I'm going through my things. And a couple weeks ago, we did a bit on the big show where I read a love letter that I had sent to a boy that I liked back in high school.
Okay, I remember
and so
that.
I went back through my senior book. And I have a ton of letters that I've either gotten from people or notes that I was passing back and forth in class and I kept.
Okay.
And so I thought it might be fun to read a couple of those to you.
Okay.
And see what you think about my development of a love life.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is typed. I think it was done in typing class.
Please.
You can see. Are you ready? This was a love letter to me. Dear Shannon, I'm writing this from typing class, if you can't already tell. At lunch, when I asked you if you had ever kissed a guy, it was because I like you, and that's why I asked you if you knew me better. This is all one sentence, sorry.
Okay.
You would go with me. I really meant it. I really like you, and I do believe in love at first sight. I guess that's how come I like you and don't really know you, but somehow it seems like I do. But I want to get to know you and let you know me for who I am. I think that you are a sweet girl and that you are cute. I really meant that, so don't think that I'm just trying to flatter you or something like that. If you get to know me better, give me a chance. See how nice and loving and kind I can be. But remember, as Hamlet's girlfriend's daddy said, to thine own self be true. Sincere. He couldn't spell the word sincerely. Person. Oh, you know what I mean. I'm going to give you a rose. Bye. That was a boy. I'm pretty certain he ended up hating me by the time we graduated because he kept asking me out and I kept saying no. Very awkward at a point. And he got hostile with me.
Wow.
Like flat out hostile. I can't remember if it was him that called me a whore or if it was somebody else. But some guy, because I wouldn't date him in high school, called me a whore.
He's probably a beater now.
And I wasn't. I was the opposite of that. I got a boyfriend one time. I'll never forget this. His name was Jesse. And I don't know. I didn't even know him. Like, we would just kind of see each other passing in the hallways. And then one day he asked me to go with him. And I said yes. So our relationship lasted maybe 2 days max. Because he ended up skipping class, which I wasn't okay with. And he wanted to kiss me. Like, right there in front of everybody at school. And number one, he wasn't supposed to be in my lunch period. So that, you know, I didn't want to draw attention to him with kissing. And number two, that's kissing this boy is not my thing. It's the last thing I want to be doing. And so what I would do is I would keep suckers in my backpack and just keep a sucker in my mouth the whole time I was around him so he wouldn't kiss me. Because it was so disgusting. It was so disgusting. Boys are gross. I mean, I know you're married to one and you have a couple and my nephew is a boy and my sister's about to have a boy. But the reality of it is that boys are gross. Maybe not outside all the time, although most of the time, yes, they are. But their heads and thinking that they can just skip class to French me. Really, Jesse? And Tim, who called me a whore by the end of our senior year. Who do you think you are? Seriously.
So, first of all, I think that boy is probably a beater now.
What does that mean?
Like a man who beats women.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant something else.
No.
Either way, probably true.
Yeah. So, he's a loser already. Because you don't get mad at a girl, especially like in high school.
Well, he did.
leave me alone. Like, how many times do I have to tell you no before you get the picture?
And apparently with him, it was infinite.
Yeah.
I think I looked him up on Facebook after I saw that letter just to see what he was up to.
He looked like a beater.
Pretty much, yeah.
See? Told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, scary.
Number two, there's probably an underlying reason that you think boys are gross.
I know. Now I can say it out loud and I can acknowledge it, but back then I couldn't. It was scary. I went to a big school and I was already the minority. I mean, I know that sounds weird. I was already a minority. I was not about to let the world know that I was this person who would group me into an even smaller category of people.
I can see that.
And make me feel more dissociated with everybody around me.
I can see that.
I couldn't do it. After high school and going into college, I did try to date a guy, and we've talked about him before. It was a nightmare, and I'm pretty sure I broke up with him for 1 or 2 days because I was exploring my other interests. But in the end, we all know, you know, why none of those relationships worked out. But anyway, next letter.
Next letter.
This is from a boy named Abe, and I had the biggest crush on Abe when we went to a high school where we did career development clusters, mm-hmm. and we were in the cluster called Man and His Environment.
Okay.
And we would study sociology, geography, law, mm-hmm. psychology, you know, behavioral science stuff.
Okay.
And so I don't know how Abe and I started going out. He was African.
Mm-hmm.
He was a white African.
Oh.
Not South African. I think he was actually African. And I think I was super intrigued by that.
Mm-hmm.
But our cultural differences became quite the issue. Cultural differences on top of disinterest completely on my part.
Again.
And then somehow his brother started liking me too. I was quite the catch back in high school, let me tell you.
I'm just wondering how come you weren't giving off any Lebanese vibes to any of these people.
I think they just chose to ignore it, honestly. And this one says, my best white friend, Abe, are you walking out to the bus with me? He says, why? I say, because what? So if you are, I can go potty before the bell. Yes, of course. He says, say, I want my kiss today. Silly face, JK. And then I change the subject. Abe, admit it, Longhorns rule. And then he says, do you like Taco Bell? This is ridiculous. And then I go on. Taco Bell rules, man. I love the number 3 value menu with a burrito supreme, 2 tacos, and a medium drink. I can only eat a taco and half the burrito, though. I also like pintos and cheese and taco salad and tostadas and yum, double-decker tacos.
What I'm taking away from that, again, is lots of boys wanted to kiss you.
And I wanted none of that. I would immediately change the subject to college and or Taco Bell.
Longhorns rule.
I wonder if that, I'm trying to think back to when I got the tattoo on the base of my neck.
Oh,
that kid
the
always
Taco
said
Bell
the Taco
tattoo?
Bell. I wonder if that has anything to do with me saying my real identity. If that was kind of like a shining light from me saying, I always went back to Taco Bell with the boys. Now I need a Taco Bell tattoo on my back. I don't know. Now that I've read those out loud to somebody else while you were sitting here looking at me,
mm-hmm.
I feel really ridiculous, like completely ridiculous.
I wish I had my high school letters. I had saved everything in this huge box. I had every single note that I had ever received. Yes. And throughout my high school career. And then after college, I was dating this guy and I was moving. And all he did was bitch and moan about how much stuff I had. He shamed me into getting rid of that box of notes.
Really?
Yes.
See, I can't. I'm one of those people that I keep so much stuff.
I do too. And that's how come I still had it. But he was being such a pain in the ass about it. And I was just tired of hearing his mouth. So I was like, fine, just throw it away, whatever. And then that's probably like a top 10 regret for me.
I bet.
I don't have that. And what's even worse is when he moved me, we borrowed his cousin's truck and he refused to let me pack things into the back of the truck. And I lost a waffle maker.
Oh no.
I lost an entire box of, I used to collect Black Angel figurines I was going to save for the daughter I was going to have one day. And a couple of other things because he was going to pack it in the back of the truck like he knew how. He didn't need my help, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got moved, that stuff was gone. So
Yeah, no, I'm a hoarder when it comes to sentimental stuff.
I am too.
Or just stuff that might bring back a memory. I have so many boxes of cards, like gift card, not gift cards, greeting cards that people have given me, mm-hmm. or thank you notes, or I have at least a shelf full of those in my apartment.
I do too. I have all of that stuff.
I'm not going to get rid of it.
Yeah, I do with the kids. They bring home stuff and I put everything in one box. Mm-hmm. And then I go through that box and then transfer out of that box things that are really attached to and things that, whatever. Uh-huh. And then I move that into another permanent box.
Okay.
And then periodically I go through the permanent box just to make sure everything that's in there deserves to be in there.
That's
sometimes,
a lot.
I know, but you can't keep everything. There's just not enough room.
No, you can't keep everything. And so why bother keeping anything?
I know, but again, it's the emotion, I think, you know, that's attached to that. So that's
really?
Why, yeah.
How much emotion do you have to your child's spelling test?
No, I mean, I don't keep like that kind of stuff. Sometimes like they'll draw a picture.
Oh, like the turkey made out of the handprint kind of
stuff
thing.
Like that.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah, no. Homework? No. That immediately goes into the recycle bin.
Okay, good.
But then there's some stuff like, you know, oh, this turkey is really cute. It's Thanksgiving. I save it. And then 2 years later at Valentine's Day, I'm like, I don't need that turkey. It's like a chunk it.
Okay. And then pray to God your kids don't see it in the trash because then their heart's going to be broken.
Yeah, they're pretty good about if it's not something immediate, like the minute I touch it and throw it away.
Yeah.
If I can wait a couple of days or a couple of years, they're okay with it.
Or at least sneak it. I feel that way when my nephew gives me a flower or something.
Oh, man.
You know, it's never really a flower. It's always a weed. And it's always got bugs crawling on it. And I always have to I have to sit there and decide, do I keep this flower full of ants right now? Because it's going to hurt his feelings when I throw it away? Or can I deal with 87 ant bites on my fingers just to make his little 2-year-old heart happy?
One of my mom friends that waits with me for our kids after school has shown Jude how to collect acorns.
Oh, no.
He collects them and then puts them in his pockets. And
then
he gives them to me.
Like,
no. I don't need 25 acorns, man.
Every day? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We're pretty good about throwing those away pretty quickly.
I bet.
It's a short attention span. Thanks, honey. You're so sweet. That's going in the trash.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that after reading these out loud, mm-hmm. they're going to go in the trash. And I'm not going to miss them. I'm not going to read them again. I'm not going to feel bad about it. And they should have known better.
Yeah, I think you've gotten all the warm, fuzzy memories out of that you're going to get.
They should have known that they were swinging at a ball that it was never going to be hit, I guess. Feel free to check out our Facebook page. I keep forgetting to mention it.
At the Stuff Podcast?
Yeah, at the Stuff Podcast. And Deontay, it was good to see you.
I know. I feel like we haven't seen each other in forever.
And your purple shoes and your purple shirt. And I'm wearing a purple shirt, too.
Ooh, we're fancy like matching today.
We called each other or something.
I know.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.